Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make this holiday season with the family an interactive one at the Tech Interactive in the heart of downtown San Jose, next to Christmas in the Park. Spend hours exploring fun exhibits together. Build and program your own robot. Design and ride a roller coaster. Engineer and test your own launching device and more. Immerse yourself in exciting new worlds in the largest IMAX dome screen in the West. Get tickets now at thetech.org. That's thetech.org. The Tech Interactive, where science meets fun for everyone.
Jumpstart your savings with Commonwealth Central Credit Union. We'll even help you get started by giving you $200 when you open our high-yield GTKY savings account. Whether you want to build emergency savings, save for a big purchase, or put money aside for a special event, we're here to help you reach your financial goals. Jumpstart your savings with $200 from Commonwealth. Visit wealthcu.org and enter promo code JUMPSTART. Federally insured by NCUA. Certain restrictions apply. Visit website for complete details.
In this town, there is no off-season. The news never stops, and neither do we. It's always game day in Cleveland with Andy Baskin and Daryl Leiter.
It's always game day in Cleveland, brought to you locally by Smiley One Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Bryant and Smiley One, the right choice for your comfort. Daryl Leiter is a little under the weather today, so we went to the bench. Not like it was he was playing for the Browns, but we went to the bench, and we called him in, and we made him a starter, and he is Jamel White. Former Browns running back, former Ravens running back, former – did you play in the Canadian Football League too? I thought you played
football. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, let me check Wikipedia. Yep, you were born on February 11th, and wow, I didn't realize you were that old. How about that?
What the – first off,
44.
Not that old. Yeah. But I look good to be 40. I look good to be 44 though, right?
You keep telling yourself that. You'll feel good about yourself too.
I might as well. Nobody else can tell me.
Well, I mean, you've had a good life, man.
Well,
good
play,
played in the NFL, good family.
My family's awesome. I'm not going to lie about that.
You're like a sports commissioner now. You do all kinds of cool stuff.
A sports commissioner?
Yeah, you like run some big-time soccer league. You're like a commissioner. You're like the commissioner of Eastside Soccer, aren't you?
No, I am not the commissioner of Eastside Soccer. You know what? Why is the soccer stuff always come up? That's like when we
for you
when I'm on the radio with you, you throw that up there
because I think you're excellent at what you do. That's why.
Oh, okay, thank you. I do appreciate it.
At least to your face, I'll say that. I think you're excellent at what you do.
Well, at least you're saying it to my face. That's what I like about you. You're very straightforward.
I am. All right. So we got to talk about the Browns somewhere. I'm sure we are going to mess around for the next half hour because Daryl's under the weather. So I'm sure we'll be talking about things that have nothing to do with the Browns, and that's okay. Let's start with the Browns, though. Deshaun Watson is back. He is now playing. He hasn't played in 2 years. So just right out of the rip, what do you think about him playing for the Browns right now?
What I think about him playing for the Browns right now, let's see. Don't get your hopes up because he has not played for 2 years, and the expectations need to be, what's a good word for it?
Tempered?
Realistic. Is that a good word? Realistic.
That's a good word. You have a lot of good words.
Yeah, that's what I think. People got to be realistic. I don't see like the same things that people see. Like I tell you all the time, man. I'm not like a regular fan. Like I played and I understand it. So it's different for me.
All right. So you're saying be realistic. You're not expect even though the Browns are playing probably the worst team in the NFL this week. Everyone's laying that out, and I get worried when people start saying that because when you say someone's the worst team in the NFL, somehow, some way, they rise up to the occasion because Last time I checked, they still get a paycheck and they are professional football players.
Dude, like, here's the thing. I don't care. Everybody's seen the worst teams beat the best teams. That's the crazy part. Last week, who thought the Browns were going to beat the Bucks?
You did.
The Browns ain't the worst team, but people didn't think they was going to win. So if you go in there and you start acting like, oh, we shouldn't lose this game, this is an easy one. Guess what? Your guard down, that ain't going to work out for you. So
have you been in that spot? I mean, do you remember walking into games like that?
Yeah. We've never played the worst team. Dude, every time the Browns stepped on the field, no matter what our record was, we were considered the worst team. You know what I mean? So I walked into that every day. Like every Sunday I walked into that. So I'm used to that. But the reality is, like you said, everybody's getting a paycheck. So you're not going to come in and I'm just going to lay down for you. That's not going to work out. So if that's what they think, but the football players don't think that. That's what everybody else is saying. If you're saying everybody else, that's probably like media people. The football players know better than that. They know they ain't about to just go.
Fans are saying it. It's media. It's fans. It's
guys
that used to play the game. The media that used to play the game too. That's the interesting part when you hear it.
Well,
like you.
You know what?
Like your media that used to play the game. That's where you are right
now. Yeah. Well, here's the crazy part about that, man. Like you sit down with me every Sunday and we sit there and we chop it up. I'm not like most of them cats, man. Like I'm gonna tell you the real. Because you're not going to just walk in there and just the other team's just going to lay down for you. They know that. You know, they might be saying what they think people want to hear. And not just because I'm a Browns fan, because I'm just a fan of football in general. Ain't nobody just going to lay down.
All right, let me throw this at you. What should Browns fans think about Deshaun? What kind of expectations should they have for him? You've already said, hey, temper your enthusiasm a little bit, but realistically, what do you think he should be accomplishing in the six games that he'll get under his belt this year, as long as he stays healthy? That's another thing. Like, people just assume the players are going to be healthy, and I don't think that's right either.
Dude, first off, he's got to get comfortable again. That's the thing. He's got to get comfortable again. He ain't in his comfort level. He ain't going to be the same Deshaun that was playing for the Texans when he was there. You know what I mean? And
he threw for almost 5,000 yards on a 4-12 team his last year. That was 2 years ago. It's pretty amazing.
But yeah, of course it is. But you got to think about it too, man. Like the NFL is made to air the ball out. How many interceptions did he have? Do you know that?
Off the top of my head, I can't remember.
Right. So here's the NFL is made to air out the ball. But I'm going to tell you this. I wouldn't want to be in Deshaun Watson's position playing on the field right now, expectation-wise. It's unfair for him. I would like to be in his financial situation. His financial situation is awesome. But the reality is, dude, there is so much on his back right now to where going into a game, that's stressful by itself.
Let me go back to the point you just made. Okay, so you brought it. I looked it up quick. 7 interceptions that year in 2020, which is amazing.
Yeah.
When you think about it, it was his fourth season in the league. And in previous years, he had thrown for significant – like he threw for 1,000 yards less in 2019. He threw 26 touchdowns and threw 12 picks. He came back in 2020 and threw 4,800 yards, 33 touchdowns, career best – and a career low 7 interceptions. So, I mean, I got to tell you, I'm excited to watch him play. I mean, I just hope that we just give him time before people start freaking out. Because if he is rusty and he doesn't look right the first couple weeks, it's okay.
That's realistic, right? I think that's realistic. But we're in Cleveland. You know, the fans want right now. You know what I mean? They want that. They want that remedy right now. And you know, I can't blame them because it's been so long since they've actually won like a championship or had like players that they can, you know, look at like at the quarterback position. Like right now at the running back position, you know, you got Nick Chubb, you got Kareem Hunt. You know, you got some players. You got, you know, Amari outside. And I don't think it's fair for Jacoby, to be honest. Jacoby, he's done a great job. He has. He really has. And no one can take that away from
him. So if money didn't matter, should he still be the starting quarterback?
Yeah, absolutely. What did he do to lose it? You know what I mean? Like, if you're going to bench a player, what you going to do to him? Like, realistically, Andy, let's think about that. What did he do? Let's just take all the money out of the way, all right? And you still have Deshaun, all right? And he comes in, whatever the case is. What did Jacoby do to lose the starting position?
The only thing he did to lose the position was accept the role, knowing that he was going to lose the position.
No. I didn't ask you that.
That's what he did. He knew this was coming. So it's like,
I know, but I'm talking about,
like, if this was high school, is that what you're saying? And there was a stud.
I'm not talking about high school. I'm talking about if money was not the issue.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to take money out of that. I'm trying to put this in an equation that we've ever seen before. We haven't. Jamal, we've never seen this equation before, where you knew you were going to have a guy who was going to be your starting quarterback for 11 games, and then all of a sudden now you're like, oh, all right, you're done. See ya. This doesn't happen. It happens. The only time it ever happens is when you know someone's hurt, and it's not finite. Like, we knew it was 11 games. It's not, you know, someone's hurt. You're like, oh, I hope he can come back next week. Is he coming back in 2 weeks? This is so unique and so different. But I don't disagree with you. I don't think he played his way out of the job. There are games you could have walked and said, you know, after New England, you might have walked out of that game and go, oh, man, maybe we should go to the backup, right?
No.
You could have done that at some point.
No, you couldn't have.
Yes, you could have. Or even the beginning of the year. I mean,
okay.
The fourth quarter comebacks weren't exactly what we had hoped for more. You know, we would hope for more if Deshaun was a starting quarterback early in the season. There's a couple games that if he could have rallied the troops at the end, they could have won. But I didn't have that level of expectation for him.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Hang on. Do me a favor, Joel. Do this. You can ask me this after the break. You got a big question for me? Give me the topic. What's the topic that you want to ask me about?
No, I want to hit you with it without you knowing.
Oh, well, you're going to hit me up. All right, we're going to keep chopping it up, right? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
Am I too old to be saying chopping it up?
No. You good. No, you good. You only 100.
All right, he's Jamel. He's filling in for Daryl this week. Daryl's a little under the weather. It's always game day in Cleveland. If you like what you're listening to, subscribe to the podcast. Back after this.
Get trusty women and ye men in Tommy John each day. Remember, it's the perfect gift to give this holiday.
Oh, ho, 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 ho. With over 18 million pairs sold to good boys and girls just like you, Tommy John is rearing in this softness season with a gift to those who made my nice list. You deserve a special gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear.
One people all throughout the land, Tommy John's gladly worn. Underwear and loungewear upon each blessed morn, making everyone comfy's body they adorn. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy.
This holiday season, make everyone in your family that much more comfortable with the holiday gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. For the holidays, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
Hey, this is Stephen A. Smith from No Mercy. Festivals, football, flannels. Some say fall is their favorite time of year. And this fall, there are now updated COVID-19 booster shots designed to help protect against COVID-19 variants. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster shot appointment as soon as you're eligible. And don't forget to enjoy the foliage, sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
It's always game day in Cleveland. He's Jamel White. I'm Andy Baskin. Daryl has the week off. He's a little bit under the weather. He'll be back with us for the postgame show on Sunday. I want to remind you that we're brought to you locally by Smiley One Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Bryant and Smiley One, the right choice for your comfort. All right, we were talking about Deshaun Watson, his return this week, and you left us with a cliffhanger. Like, you had to know something that was super important, Jamel. So please get it out. Let's find out. What exactly do you need to know?
All right, so tell me this. All right.
Okay.
If you take the money at it, I'm asking you, take the money out, all right?
Okay, no money.
Take out the fact that he knew that
He was done.
He was not going to start no more.
This is Jacoby Brissett we're talking about.
Yes.
Yes, you're just joining us this segment. Okay, go.
What did he do to lose the starting position?
Nothing. I don't think he did anything to lose the starting position. Do you think he did?
No, you think he did.
No, I think he knew what was coming. But
no, hold on. You said New England. He lost it in New England, right? Nah.
No, I didn't say that.
You said you would have put in the backup. You said he would have put in the backup, though. But here's the thing. Why would you put? Yeah, you absolutely said that.
What are you saying that I said?
You said he would have put in the back. You would have put in the backup because of the New England stuff.
Because of the game against New England.
Yeah.
What I was saying was, knowing the NFL and understanding, you're giving me the face, and nobody can see it because they can only hear us right now. But what I'm saying is, after the New England game, you may have said to yourself, man, they got a lot of talent on this team, and they don't really look good. I wonder what our backup quarterback looks like. Dude, you know that's what this town's all about. Starter has a bad game, people are always – like, the best job in Cleveland is to be the backup quarterback. It always has and always will be, because someone's always ready to put the next guy in. They are. They're always ready to see the next guy if they see a starting quarterback falter just a little bit. That's the history of this town.
Okay, here's the thing. I agree with what you're saying and that aspect of how Cleveland gets down, but here's the deal. All right. You're not pulling that dude out of the game because of the New England situation.
It's negative thoughts. It's negative thoughts that are crawling into people's heads. That's all.
Yeah, but you got to take everything that you've seen throughout all the games and put it together. We got consistently ran on for 6 games straight, right? We got consistently ran on.
Right.
Well, not for 6 games straight, but we got consistently ran on. And
our defense is inconsistent.
Our defense didn't show up until last game. Yeah. So you can't sit up there and just blame that man for points on the board like that. That's the thing that gets me. But you may not. But the thought you said is running through people's minds. Like, what do we got?
Here's the problem. Like, I don't know. What's the latest video game that's out right now? Do you know you still play video games? Because I don't play video
games. Come on, dude. I ain't got time to play no video
games. Yeah, I don't either. I'm trying to make a reference that isn't for every 55-year-old out there, or just trying to think of my kids. Let's just say...
use Pac-Man. Pac-Man's a good one. Pac-Man. Everybody knows Pac-Man.
All right. Everybody knows Pac-Man. So it's like you're playing Pac-Man, and then finally someone comes up with Super 3D Real Life Pac-Man, which is about to come out, and you can get that, but it costs a lot more money. I mean, the Browns...
probably shouldn't use Pac-Man.
All right. Thank you. I didn't think it was a good analogy either. I'm trying to think of something. It's like the internet. How about that? It's like, okay, you're good. You're good getting on the internet. Sorry. It's, you know, you're good. Like, you've got, it's like AOL. How's that sound? AOL, very consistent. You could get mail with AOL. You know it works. They fooled a lot of people that were still paying for it when they were giving it away for free because they didn't come out and say it was free. But it was AOL. It was consistent. You knew exactly what it was, right? And then all of a sudden you found Gmail and you thought, oh my God, it's changed my life, because Gmail was sitting there the whole time. And then you realize that you could have been using Gmail. I know this is probably a bad analogy. That's what it is right now. It's bad. Jacoby's AOL.
Wait a minute. Time out. You said all that to say that?
I guess so. It was kind of a waste of time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a waste of time. That was like 2 minutes out of everybody's life that they
I hate you sometimes. I hate you. Like, seriously, like, you drive me crazy.
You could have just said, that's like having no internet.
All right, no internet compared to having internet. Like having to handwrite papers compared to, like, having to use a typewriter. I don't know. But that's not the same. I was trying to find something good. You know that the upgrade is there for you. It's sitting there. It's just you're not allowed to use it yet because it's wrapped up in a box, and you're not allowed to open that until Christmas. So you're going to have to sit here and use everything else until Christmas gets here, and then boom, now all of a sudden you're allowed to open it up on the 25th. Is that better?
Okay. Yeah, that's a lot better.
All right, let's
probably not. They're probably not as good. But what I'm trying to say is this, man. Everybody can look at Deshaun Watson any kind of way they want. The whole situation. They can look at it any kind of way they want.
Right.
If it don't pan out the way they want it to be, guess what they'll do? They'll say, man, they should have left him. They should have put, they should have left Jacoby in the game. That's what they're going to say.
Oh, I think fans are going to say that over the next 2 weeks. I totally agree with you.
That's what they're going to say.
Things
they say,
don't look perfect.
They should have just left him in there.
Look, if they're down against Cincinnati, and they'll be like, well, Jacoby didn't have any problems against Cincinnati. We beat Cincinnati. Why is Deshaun in the game? I guarantee you that's coming. You're right. I agree with you. I agree.
That's how it goes, man. That's how it works. So for me, like I said, I'm a realist, man. Like, it is what it is. I understand money plays a big part in the NFL stuff when it comes to this, especially when you got to give somebody, what is it, $250 million or whatever that is. But that plays a big part, and you don't want to, you know, lose out on that. But at the same time, that man didn't lose his – he didn't lose a job. He had to give it away. And when you a football player, man, and let's take away the money, when somebody gets hurt, let's just say your starting quarterback. Let's just say it's Aaron Rodgers right now, right?
Did you ever lose your guy? How about you? Did you ever lose your job because you got hurt?
No, absolutely not.
No, because you were always working too hard, and you weren't going to tell anybody if you were hurt either. Anyway,
nah. But here's the thing, though: you don't lose your job because you hurt. That's how it is. Unless
I want to believe that. I think that's just like the old saying: oh, you can't lose your job because of injury, but. If somebody comes out there and they're way better than you were at your job,
But here's the thing that happens in the NFL. I'll be completely honest with you. You don't lose your job when you hurt. They'll let you play. But when they see that dude that gave them that spark, they'll work you out. You know what I'm saying? They work you out. And then you just end up sharing those carries or whatever they can. But with a quarterback, you can't do stuff like that. Because mentally, it's fatiguing, and it'll kill their confidence. So, yeah, they could put Jacoby on the bench if they want. Well, they are going to put him on the bench, and he understands that. But as many times as I see that man have that thought in his mind, like do all his press conferences, I'm convinced that when Jacoby leaves, he only has a one-year deal, right? So correct. I'm convinced he done did enough to secure a spot as a starter somewhere else if he does not continue to be here next year.
I hope he's here. Let me ask you this, and I know we got another segment here quickly, but what do you hear on the street about Deshaun? Like, do people want to be Browns fans still? Because we were talking about this today on our show. And, when everything went down in the beginning, I mean, there was a lot of – a lot of passionate feelings on, well, I'll just look at him as a football player, or I can't ever root for the Browns again because, you know, of everything that he's done or everything that he's accused of doing. That's it. That's probably the better way to put it. So I'm just curious, like, what do you hear? Like, people that, because they'll come up to you if they're Browns fans because they know you played for the Browns.
Right.
But they're coming up, they're like, Jamel, man, I can't do it anymore. I don't agree with what they did.
Dude, here's the thing. Let me just be completely honest. Everybody remember Michael Vick?
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Michael Vick was killing off dogs. He was doing all kinds of stuff. But if he came in and he was like, man, I got to change my life. They said the same thing about Michael Vick. They were like, man, we don't want him here. We don't want this. Michael Vick turned around teams for people. You know what I mean? After the fact. Now, I don't condone nothing that Deshaun did, but at the same time, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. I don't know any of that stuff. I got girls. I have daughters. So I look at it a lot differently. You know what I mean? Like, I get upset. But at the same time, it's like, all right, well, if they're going to give him a chance, they're going to give him a chance. Look at Kareem Hunt. Didn't they give Kareem a chance? At first, there were people talking about, man, what? But then, this dude toting the ball for us like crazy. He doing all the stuff he's supposed to do. He ain't really in the news no more. Everybody like, man, Kareem is this. Kareem is this now. They forgot about that.
Well, let me give you another guy. Guy played for the Ravens, right?
Ray Lewis. Yep. Ray, same way. Same thing, man. So just because somebody may have done something, don't make them. Everybody has bad decisions sometimes. Like Deshaun, I don't know what he did. I don't condone if the things that they said is legit. I don't condone what he did. But the reality is, if he comes out and he sets Cleveland on fire and do all the things that people think he's going to do, that goes away.
It's always game day in Cleveland. He's Jamel White. He is sitting in today for Daryl Ryder. I'm Andy Baskin. If you want to be a part of the show, all you need to do is email us at GameDayCLE. You can hit us up on Twitter or Instagram back. We'll talk about decisions that were made. I'm going to ask you a decision that the Browns made on Wednesday that was extremely interesting, and I want to get your take on this. We'll do that when we come back. It's always game day in Cleveland.
Make your home that much merrier with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Right now, you can save up to 40% off everything. With Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window coverings doesn't mean you have to sacrifice style or service. From blinds, drapes, and shutters to convenient motorized shades, the toy you'll use all year long, Blinds.com makes upgrading your whole home easy and affordable. And Blinds.com's design experts are always here for live consultations to help you make the right choice for your space. Need help with measuring and installing? We have you covered there too. Shipping is always free, and everything's backed by Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. See for yourself why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments with over 40,000 five-star reviews. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40% site-wide. Hurry to Blinds.com for up to 40% off everything. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Hard Knock Life for us.
One of the most popular musicals of all time is back. See Annie, Broadway's favorite orphan, live on stage in an all-new production, hailed by the Chicago Tribune as one of the best family musicals ever written. Annie is back to spread hope for all the hard knocks life throws your way. So clear away those sorrows and get your tickets to Annie today.
Annie comes to the San Jose Center for the Performing Arts from January 10th through the 15th. Get tickets now at BroadwaySanJose.com.
It's always game day in Cleveland. He's Jamal White. I'm Andy Baskin talking about the Browns right now. They get set to go off to Houston on Sunday, and Deshaun Watson will see his first action after 11-game suspension. So, Jamal, I want to ask you, this is a media thing. So, normally on Wednesdays, as you know, the quarterback, the starting quarterback for the Browns of the next week, speaks to the media to talk about the next game and maybe even reflect back on what's happened so far or other things going on. Today, or Wednesday, when we taped this show, the Browns decided not to have Deshaun Watson speak. First of all, what do you think of that? And, what do you think of that? Let's start there.
Well, I think that's smart, man. You remember we talked about that on the show too, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's smart. Why get caught up in the media stuff? It's going to be a media frenzy. He's going back to Houston where it all went down, where the team, you know, allegedly knew about everything. They're going to try and get him off his game. Right now, the Browns want him focused on what he has to do. I'm sure he's going to have to answer questions at some point. You know, if he performs the way that people think he's going to perform, those questions are, they turn into questions like, how did you feel going into a game today? How did that feel being back on the field after so many years? How did that, blah, blah. So those are the questions they probably want him to answer. But the reality is the Browns just want to keep him safe, man, keep his head right.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last.
Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
What do you think about this whole Tony Busby thing? The attorney for the defendants, who's invited all the defendants that he settled with to sit in the suite. But to me, that's just straight. Forget about everything. That's just straight Jerry Springer. Dude, that's the Jerry Springer show. That's like, I think that's what he wants. This is the first time where I've kind of been like, man, as a lawyer, it's Jerry Springer. That's all I can say. That's the best way. He's trying to create the Jerry Springer show. Like, I have sympathy and compassion for anybody who is accusing Deshaun at this point, but they've settled. And isn't that really what a settlement is? When you settle, you've settled the story, at least in the courts. Now, in the court of public opinion, that's what he's still trying to manipulate.
Dude, let me hit on this real quick, because it's crazy to me what people will do for attention. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to settle something, settle it and move on. That means that if I'm going to take your money, or if I'm going to tell you, you know what, we're done. I done wash my hands of you. I ain't trying to step back in that arena with you.
Wait, are you giving me money? Because I'll stop right
no,
here.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm trying to get, give I'm me some digging money. Your pockets.
So but, excited.
But if this lawyer is doing that, this he ain't right. And if I'm one of those females, and I understand being strong about certain things, but if I'm really done with the situation, you can invite me, but I ain't going. Why am I gonna go? I done got what I wanted to. Well, I done got whatever I settled for. Why am I gonna do that? You know what I mean? You just drawing attention to a situation that you claiming you didn't want to really be in. Now you putting yourself right back in it. That just don't make sense to me, man. Like, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't even condone nothing like that.
All right, back to the football part of the story. If you're I'm trying to think. If you're Nick Chubb, what do you think of the fact that you've got Deshaun Watson next to you now? I think defenses have to plan on both those guys running. The one thing that, you know, you want to go back and look at Jacoby Brissett, like, I don't know that there's ever a fear that he was going to run for a first down. Now I think defenses have to plan for, you know, plan A, plan B, or plan C. I think the Browns offensively, despite the fact fourth best offense in the NFL, are way more dynamic now because you know they have a guy that can extend the play longer than their former quarterback and can run the ball. What do you think of that? And what does this mean for the running backs?
I think for the running backs, they're going to love it, man. I mean, but here's the thing. They're going to love it and hate it. Because when you have a running quarterback like that, packages could change real quick. You know what I mean? To where you can put a QB draw in. They ain't writing up a QB draw for Jacoby. That ain't happening. But so they can put in a QB draws. They can put in QB sweeps. It's going to be a lot of, what is it, RPOs or whatever those are called. It's going to be a lot.
Pass option.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of those now.
Did they not have those, or they just call them something different when you play?
No, dude, we didn't. You know, the NFL goes in segments, man. You know, the Wildcat was the one thing. It wasn't RPOs. That didn't happen there. It was Wildcat.
Were you a Wildcat? Was there Wildcat with you?
Nah, I didn't have to do that.
Did you? Did you ever have a direct snap? I don't ever remember you.
No, one, did you? Ours was just smash mouth, man. Like, you just go get it. It is what it is. They put the ball in your hand. Let's go get that first down. The NFL is so far changed now. It's crazy.
But you still love it. You still love talking about it.
I do. I mean, dude, I just love, I like talking about the experience of it, man, because I like giving people real insight to things that actually happen. Like, I don't have to be like some of the ex-football players that's on media now that just tell you what you want to hear, or they may be upset about things that happen to them. And then they look at these other players like, oh, man, this is crazy. This should be. Nah, I just want to be real with people.
All right, how good can the Browns be with Deshaun Watson?
I think the Browns could be real good with Deshaun Watson or without him. I don't think just one quarterback. You need pieces, man. That's what people don't understand. You need pieces. You don't just one quarterback can change some things, but they're not going to change everything. If you look at all the tandems, right? Good teams have a tandem of something, and it always involves a quarterback and a wide receiver. Is that not true?
I'll buy it. Yeah, but I think we have that wide receiver. I think Amari Cooper is the man.
So we have to establish that stuff. So if you look at it, where's our tandem? When you look at the Dallas Cowboys, they had a tandem. They had Michael Irvin, Troy Aikman. They had people. They had Emmitt Smith. So they had a group of people. If they just had Aikman or even Denver, when Denver went to the Super Bowl, they had what? Peyton Manning and Demaryius Thomas. So that was their tandem. They had a wide receiver and a quarterback. But they had a couple of wide receivers too, right? So he was the only one putting in work. So if you think about that stuff, man, it puts stuff in perspective. When you look at all the great teams, oh, my God. I didn't even say this. When it was the Washington Redskins, now the Commanders, they had what was the black quarterback's name at the time? That was back in the day. But they had two good wide receivers. Yep. They had two good wide receivers. Yep. They had two good wide receivers, plus they had some running backs. So there's tandems, man. So not just one person is just going to light that thing on fire. They're going to have – now, here in Cleveland, we do have Nick, who's established, Kareem, who's established. But the thing about that is we ain't running the ball like Dallas to where Nick ain't going to get touched 5 yards down the field. You know what I'm saying? So it's different, man. Like, so when I look at football – I'm not just looking at one player. I'm looking at tandems. I'm looking at running backs. I'm looking at the group of what people bring. You know what I mean? And then even with the Ravens, they had tandems. So I'm just saying, man, you gotta look at.
But you're saying more overall than one wide receiver, or you're saying two, three, right? You've got to be able to. Like,
you gotta have a tandem.
Has to step up to be a true two. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta have a tandem of people, man. Like, it ain't just a quarterback.
I guess a tandem in the actual word tandem means two. So you need a trio.
Well, you gotta have a trio then. Let's go trio.
There you go. Very good.
Let's go four. How do we say four? Make it sound
quad
sophisticated. A quad.
You have a quad, but not a quad pull. Yeah. That would be bad. You can't have a quad pull.
Dude,
right, so listen. Go ahead.
Let me tell you. I just thought about this. The only person, going back to the Deshaun thing about how people look at him, the only person that I know of that never bounced back after getting caught doing something was Ray Rice. He's the only one. You want to know why?
Why?
You want to know why?
Tell me.
Because the people actually seen the video of him get hitting that woman.
It's a good point.
They actually seen it. Him. So, and he's the only one that I know of that didn't bounce back. No one.
All right, Jamal, I do want to thank you for being a part of the podcast today. And on behalf of, you know, our entire staff, I have a $1,000 gift certificate to BurgerFi for you. Congratulations.
Let me tell you something, dog.
So we got to tell everybody about this. Listen. Meredith, if you want to pop in here on the end of the show, you got to hear this. So how long have we known each other? We've been friends for 15 years, probably.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a long time. I mean, we were at the Dumpy TV station for a long time, too, together. We were doing stuff on Sunday nights. And Meredith, this is crazy. So, he lived in the neighborhood of not in the same place, but there's a place called BurgerFi. Did you ever hear of it, Meredith?
Never heard of it. No.
Okay, I thought they had really good burgers, and they had good ice cream too. I didn't think it was bad. I come back and I'm talking to him, and he walks in the studio, and I'm like, "Hey Jamal, man, I was out in your neck of the woods and took the kids to this place called BurgerFi. It was really good. And the only reason I'm mentioning them is because they're out of business now. At least they're out of business in Northeast Ohio. And so I'm like, hey, Jamel, man, I got to tell you, this place is great. You're going to love this place. And for 15 years, we've been going, I don't know if it's been 15 years, but back and forth about this place called BurgerFi. And Jamel loved it. Like, he thought it was the greatest place ever.
Let me tell you something. Blatant liar. I didn't want anything to do with BurgerFi. These people gave you a hamburger with a bull stamped on it.
They would stamp their logo on the bread. It was pretty cool.
They will stamp. First off, what the heck is a BurgerFi anyway? What does that mean? You getting five burgers? That's what the cost was.
Five.
Well, whatever.
I know a lot of people that play for the Jackrabbits say, you know, that's like, oh, you go to South Dakota, you won't understand.
Don't you ever bring the Jackrabbits up around me. Don't you ever. They let me tell you something.
Tell me something.
Don't you ever bring them up. South Dakota, baby. University of South Dakota. Everybody know about that.
They all know about their hockey team. Why didn't you play hockey there?
Why would I play hockey? How many? Well, I don't even know that.
I mean, you did play pro baseball. Like, I don't know. Like, Meredith, I don't know. Did you know that he played? I mean, he was knocking on the door for the Mariners, and he walked away. He walked away from it.
I mean, Kyler Murray walked away from the Athletics.
Oh, that's true.
There's more money in football, right?
It depends. Like, if you you last longer in baseball for sure, but if you get on the 40 man, it's more money in baseball, guaranteed. But not how I had to do it. I had to go through the minor leagues and all that. Man, I could still be a rookie right now.
That's true. Your minor league baseball career, which if I go to minorleaguebaseball.com, do you have any stats over there or no?
For minor league baseball? I got some stats, all right. I got up and left. That's one stat that you're going to see. You're going to see a bed with undone blankets and a black dude running out of there. That's what you're going to see. You're going to see that stat.
Seriously, you got to tell people. I don't know if we've ever told the story anywhere. Tell people how you left. It was the Mariners, right?
Yeah.
All right. Tell everybody what happened.
So I had to go and get I was a leadoff hitter. So all the time I get hit with balls. Like, it wasn't no tennis balls. They were like fastballs. So me being me, I'm from the hood. I'm jumping out the way. I'm not going to stand in there and get hit with a ball. That's stupid.
Take one for the team.
Yeah, so they wanted me to crowd the base and all that. I'm like, nah, I'm good. I went to the dude who got me drafted.
Scott.
And I went to him and I was like, hey, man, how do I get out of here? What do I got to do? He was like, well, you got to go to a university somewhere and they can't mess with you. Shoot, please. I went, sent applications to anybody who wanted, Sister of the Poor, Trailer Park U, whoever would take it, I gave it to them. So South Dakota was like, okay, we'll come. Now, I didn't even have a football scout. I didn't have nothing going on.
Nothing.
I jumped out of that daddy, late night, bye, hit you. Got to South Dakota, and then that was
it. But did you even say goodbye to anybody with the Mariners when you – where were you? Were you in Arizona or something?
No, I was in Lancaster, Palmdale, or whatever. But no.
Somewhere in California near you?
Yeah, that was like right by my hometown. I'm not.
You just said, I'm out. See you. Peace.
I'm out.
See you later.
I don't want nothing to do with it. But it worked out, so –
Because now you're here. This is your dream podcast that you've been on it once, and you'll be podcasting all over the place, and you'll forget about us. That's what's going to happen.
Is that what's going to happen? I'm going to podcast all over the place.
You're going to have your own podcast. It has been a pleasure talking with you, my friend. We appreciate you for filling in on such short notice, and we will see you on Spectrum News One, your other home, when you talk about the Browns on the postgame show, where you do a fantastic job carrying the host. You carry the host on that show. I just want you to know that.
Well, you don't have to tell me stuff I already know. I mean, I know that.
Oh, ouch. All right, Meredith, how do you do? Was he okay? Let everybody know how he did.
You did excellent, Jamel, as always.
Well, thank you, Meredith. I love the fact that you said that. That is awesome.
And that is it. Another edition of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. We should be back on Sunday night. Daryl, hopefully, will feel a little bit better, and that'll get us back up to speed. Again, if you like what you're listening to, why don't you subscribe to the podcast? So simple, so easy. It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. And if you want to be a part of the show, hit us up on social media at Game Day CLE on Instagram and Twitter. For Meredith Kane, I'm Andy Baskin. Thank you to Jamel White for filling in today. We appreciate you. It's always game day in Cleveland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.